Hello, group leaders. This is Pastor Kevin, Pastor Vince, and Courtney Kitchens with us. Courtney's a resident in the discipleship space, mostly around women's ministry and women's Bible study. This is our 17th podcast that we're doing, and today's topic is having fun in your group. So let's talk about having fun. Vince, what do you think about having fun in group?
I think having fun is extremely important. I love that we get together each week and study the Word, which is really important, you know, and obviously helping to point people closer to Jesus. But having fun in group is key to creating community and to continue to have a healthy group life. And so I would say for myself, my wife and I have historically led couples groups, young families groups in the past. And for us, one of the unique things that we've done that we've absolutely loved with all the groups we've led is seasonally we'll get together, like for example, when it's close to Thanksgiving, we'll get together and we'll carve pumpkins together as a group, and then we'll have a pumpkin carving contest and we'll line them all up outside, and the kids are a part of that, and it's a fun way to connect with families outside of group life, and we've really enjoyed that. We'll have food and hang out and play games that are all fall related. And then at Christmas, we've scheduled events where we get together and we go see Christmas lights together. We've actually went Christmas caroling one year, which that was an experience. It was a lot of fun, but that was an experience. But it's been really good for the families to get together on that level and to hang out and connect and have fun, and just to continue to build those relationships together. So that then when we would meet together as a group and do our Bible study, you know, I feel like people were a little bit more open because they knew each other more and they developed these relationships, and we just felt a lot closer together as a group. So those are some of the things we've tried in the past that have worked really well.
That's great. Courtney, what's your experience with having fun in group?
Yeah, so I was a part of Jake McCullough's group for a couple of years, and one of the things that we did for fun is we played catchphrase before each group, and we had a friendly competition going on whether or not the boys or the girls would win by the end of group season, and we just got bragging rights, and so that was really fun. And let's see, what else have we done? We also have done some date nights where we got to go out with different couples in our groups, and we just got to go to a restaurant and get to know that couple better and spend time together and just laughing and having fun. And even if you're not someone who's in a marriage or in a relationship, like you could also do that with just a few ladies or a few guys, you know, instead of having group night, go out to dinner, go out and do something fun like bowling. We also have done some game nights at each other's houses in the evening. So we'll have like the babysitter come, and then we'll have game night instead of doing a formal group. And that's been a lot of fun to do together.
That's great. So I would think also groups can get together, and especially the young adult groups that have, you know, children play dates. You know, maybe it's not the whole group, but you know, two or three families get together and have play dates with their kids. And so, I mean, my kids are too old for that, so I'm way past experience with that, but I would think that would be a great thing. Another thing that our group has done over the years, we do a Friendsgiving, and that's actually coming up, as you know. Our group, our host home, they have a pizza maker outside, so we get together, pizza dough's there. We all bring our own toppings. We make different pizzas for each individual, and that's just super fun. And you know, anytime, and we see this through Scripture, right? Anytime we all get together as Christians and we're doing it over food or over a meal, that's just a rich time for us. And so those things are great. Our group has gone to a Clippers game together. That's super fun in the summer mostly. Our group has gone to Topgolf in the past. That's fun. It's not for everyone, right? Yeah. But we try to vary it up. You know, baseball, Clippers games, not for everyone either, but we try to throw out different things that we can all do together. Another thing that maybe it doesn't sound like fun, but our group has adopted an older gentleman that just needs help in his yard. Mm-hmm. And we, on a number of occasions, would go to his home on a Saturday morning. We spend a few hours working and sweating, and then we all go to lunch. We go get pizza together. And those are just rich. I'm convinced that anytime groups can sweat and supper together, it's a win. It's a win. And so, you know, doing work together is rich. And so I think we should all do those kind of things. Intermixed, you know, amongst the Bible study and yep. learning and growing and the accountability that comes with group, mm-hmm. you know, pushing each other to grow in our faith journey and next steps and who's getting baptized next or who's going on a mission trip and, you know, all of those things that we're all doing.
Yep.
But we have to intermix fun in that because who's coming week after week if we're not having fun?
Yep. Yeah.
People just opt out. They may not tell you that's why, but they're going to opt out.
Yeah.
I remember when I first, Jeremy, Pastor Jeremy up at Jefferson first came to Grace. One of the things he emphasized with me is to make sure that our groups are having fun. Because it, in his experience, if we're not having fun, people are going to opt out. So group leaders, you know, summer planning for next summer is something maybe you should start thinking about now or the Christmas break because you're going to have 5 or 6 weeks off, you know, after that. So,
yeah,
start planning now.
That's good. I think one thing, too, that I just thought of that we did before within our groups is we took weeks where the women in the group would go out together and have dinner.
Yeah.
And then there were weeks where the men would go out together and have dinner. And that was really beneficial as well. So we did things as couples and as families, but then we got to go out, you know, just all the guys in the group, hang out, have dinner, get to know each other more. And once again, I think those friendships and those bonds, you know, as we were doing life together really helped us, you know, to pray for each other, help point us closer to Christ, and then just made discussions a lot better and richer within group. So I think, yeah, like we all said, it's really important to have fun. We hope you guys are doing this in your group each week. And if you guys have any ideas of things that you've done in the past that's worked, let us know so we can share it with other group leaders. And if you have any questions about some things that you would like to do, ask us. We'd love to help answer those for you.
Yeah. So, again, your action step out of this message is to plan some fun, whether it's around Thanksgiving or the holidays, you know, the Christmas break. You know, we're all off from group over those weeks. So there's opportunities there around Christmas gatherings and different things.
Christmas caroling.
You know, I would have opted out of that. And everyone around me would be glad. But and then also just put some thoughts together around next summer because, you know, as group leaders, we want to be proactive and be planned and prepared for what's coming to keep our groups together. So give that some thought and we'll talk at you next week. Thank you all. God bless.